first go back for a moment just to do kind of a recap. If you go in your Divrei Chaim's Chelek Beis here to Daf Resh Samech Vav, he does really he summarizes what he taught us last week. It's Resh Samech Vav, the left hand column. If you don't mind, if there's a way for you to mute your phones, it's unless you're saying something, it would be helpful. All right, so take a look at the left-hand column. Left-hand column, the last paragraph. Vihine. La'acha yitzias Mitzrayim. After we left Mitzrayim, nitztavinu lisper shiva shavuos, we were commanded to count the 7 weeks. Why? Lezachech hazman. In order to cleanse ourselves in that time. Here it almost sounds like it's to cleanse the time. Haramuz l'chayim v'tzura. Earlier he spoke about these very maraldic, the concept of chaymer and tzura. The chaymer is the gufnias, the draw to gashmias. Well, this goes to what he spoke about last week. The kadesh nafshes Yisrael mizuah masam, to be able to.
What is haromez lachomer v'tzura? The zman.
That's a good question. That's what it looks like. I'm tired to say. That's why his language becomes so challenging at times. The kaddish nafshi siso mizu amasim. This is the tefillah, right? This is what we say after Sfiras Hayom. That the time is there to sanctify Klal Yisrael from their zuhama. For the zuhamas hanachash, that's the famous language that's used for any form of yetzahara. And now la'achash in izdach ha'chachoy mevitzura mizuham. After we have cleansed ourselves from both the chaymer and tzura to get rid of this rotten poison, then boyim lepchinas chachmas ha'emes v'seichel. Then we can come to understand chachma. Now it almost sounds here like he's saying the vort that the Baditchavur brings in the kedushas about. When we say Pesach night, Ilu evenu lefnei Hasinai, v'lenasam lanu esatayra dayenu. Had Hashem brought us to Hasinai, not giving us a Torah would have been enough. So everybody asks, what would have possibly been the point? So the Baditchavur writes that the Kedushas HaMokim and the Kedushas HaZman, either one of them, has the ability to bring a person to a place where they would have come to Torah on their own. So then look what he's saying here, that after a person is mezachech the chayma v'tzura from the zohama, they come to chachmas ha'emes v'seichel, who kabbalas Torah Hakdoshah. The Aves Hakdoshim, clearly all the Sefer Kodesh tell us that was the method they used to come to attain the chachmas ha'Torah before it was given. This is mamish, mirroring what we said last week, because before a person cleanses their gashmias, it's impossible for a person to be a megushim dike horse and have tachlis achachma. It just don't go. Kidua afilu elef alfe alofim havdelis bechachmas achitzonius. This applies even lahavdil with other wisdoms. The great philosophers separated themselves from other people, from society. And they isolated themselves. For sure, notice he doesn't say he's Baididus. Although, what was it? Last week I found a really chassidish chassam cipher. It says that the Chavis Alvava speaks in the Milo of his Boididus. It's a Parshas Vayakal, right? And on Parshas Kedoshim. So Rashi says Parshazu Bahakal Memra. That this Parsha was said Kedoshim to you means you should be isolated. Bahakal Memra, says the Chassam Sofer. Don't think that it means that you should isolate yourself. It says Dafke Bahakal Memra. It means figure out how to isolate yourself while you're among people. To be kaddish while you're among other people. Continues the Divrei Chaim. Ulaach is dachus aguf. Bo the kabbalat Torah kedusha. after a person cleanses their guf, then they can come to receive the Torah. Hainu lave l'chachmas ha'emes. Shayrish shoshi. I mean, it's okay. So that's the part that's a very good summary of what we learned last week. Now let's fast forward, go back to the actual text of where we're at. Davresh ayin vav. No. Where were we? Yeah. All right, so here, just to go back to the beginning of the piece on Resh Samaches. So I told you that there was a Zohar here. And let's just review this first paragraph, and then we'll do the Zohar, because the Zohar itself is kedai to do every year before Shavuos, but certainly the way he says it here, we need to do it. So look at it again. He starts with the Gemara that says that when Klai Yisrael said Nas of Nishma, a echo went out that said, Migi the Rezalabonai, first Nasa, then Nishma. Ulanias Dati Lahoven, why did they taka say Nasa before Nishma? Now here he clearly says the Gemara, right? Shas is Talmud Bavli. Shakadish Baruch Hu Adach Lebnei Esav Yishmal, that Hashem went to Bnei Esav and Yishmal, she kablo Torah, they should receive the Torah. V'amru, and they said Torah Maksiv, but what does it say? Esav l'rotza l'kablo b'shem t'chsiv l'tirtzach. Esav didn't want to take it because it says he can't murder. Yishmal l'rotza l'kablo b'shem t'chsiv b'leitinaf b'leitignaif. Now, when they did the Divrei Chaim, they looked up the Gemara, and they realized it doesn't say that in the Gemara. The second half is not in the Gemara. Okay, so they wrote that it's a Sifri. So the Bavruv points out that that's not the source. The source is the Zohar. So you have copies there of the Zohar. And we'll do the Zohar together.
So the Zohar came first? No,
it's not an issue of who came first. There's different discussions about what issue affected what. You'll see in a second. Here he's writing that Esav didn't want to take it because of Leitirtzach. Yishmal didn't want to take it because of Leitinaf, Leitignaf. Okay? Now look at the way... So we're going to start a little bit earlier, because it just as a preparation for Shavuos, to see what... How the Zohar process is. So it's in the Zohar Daf Kuf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. I have the Zohar with the cheat sheet here. So don't think that I figured this out on my own. Tochazi. I can't find it. It's so bad that I can't even find the place. Kuf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. No, it's the... I got the other one. I want the one here with the other. Oh, there it is. Here it is. It's this one. Okay. So he starts here. Tochazek siv, Hashem b'tzeischa miseir, b'tzadcha misteyadoim. Right up on the top of the page there. That's a pasuk in Shoftim. Hashem, when you left from Seir, as you took steps, misteyadoim. Eretz Rosh Bizgasha, this is the pasuk there that Chazal derive from that Hashem went to all them to give them the Torah. At the time that Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Klai Yisrael, he first went to Bnei Esav and they didn't take it. He came from Seir. They refused to receive it. So he then went next to Bnei Yishmael, and they refused to take it. He appeared from Har Paran. Since they refused to take it, then he went to give it to Klal Yisrael. This is how we learn. Now, I didn't realize this, but in the Pirush here, means that that's what's in Shas. Okay? By the way, you know the difference between in Shas, it's Toshma, and in Zohar, it's Tochazeh, the difference between seeing and hearing. Okay, Hashta, is the Shali, he says, I want to ask you a question. What Tanina, because we learned, the Leis Chato Kad Barnash, Medaktik Diyukin Daraisa. So there's no sin in asking questions. We learned that already. We should ask questions in order to illuminate the Sugya. Hakra lois yashma. This pasuk doesn't sit well. The is l'shayla, we should be asking. When Hashem went to Seir, can you please tell me who did he speak to in Seir? Who was their prophet? When he went to Paran, which who was the Navi that he spoke to? You're going to tell me that he's appeared to the entire nation? We never find such a concept, except for to Klal Yisrael themselves. And only through Moshe Rabbeinu. And what's more, here's what the pasuk should say: Hashem l'Sinai bo. Vizorach liseyer lomer hefia lihar paran. Ma'o meseyer lomer, ma'o mehar paran. Kola is lemindo de astar. All this we need to look into. Vashilna vle shamana vle yadan. I asked a question, I don't hear nobody saying, giving me any answers. Kadosh Reb Shimon. Next paragraph. When Reb Shimon came, also v'shol milikim milikadmin. He asked the very questions. Reb Yosi asked these questions that he asked. So Reb Shimon said, "Hasha'alta da is amra." This question was already asked and was given already an answer. That what? Hashem misinai bo kamodat omar hine anoichi bo lech ba'ave onan. It's similar, like it says, that Hashem came down first in the Ava On, and then he came down at Har Sinai. And from Sinai, and from Sinai, Hashem came to reveal himself to Klal Yisrael. So that's Mesinai. That's the Mesinai that he came after his appearance. Now, are you going to say, Vizorach Miseyelamai?
No, what does that mean? What does that mean? He came Misinai.
It was a three-step process.
Yeah.
First in the Ava Onan, then to Sinai, and from Sinai he came and revealed himself further to Klal Yisrael.
Okay.
But the next part is the shocker. Vizorach Misei Lomai from Esav means Mimada Amru B'nei Seir Delei Boy in the Kabbalah. He came from the fact that B'nei Seir said, we don't want it. Mehai Anhaloinli Yisrael. From that statement, Klal Yisrael was illuminated. V'oisif alayu nohira, and light was added to them. V'chavivu sagin, a tremendous chavivus, a tremendous endearment. Because of this, therefore, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka came to illuminate Klal Yisrael mehar paran mimad amru b'nei paran, from that which b'nei paran said to lay ball the Kabbalah that they didn't want to receive the Torah. Mehai yisifu l'Yisrael chaviv onhira yatika d'kol yeyos. From this, Klal Yisrael was given tremendous favor, and you'll see in a minute, yakrus, chavivus, as in a greater way. You're asking who was the agent? Rosa Iloyu, this is a big time secret. And you're going to be able to, this will be revealed through you. And here he kicks off into Kabbalah. The Malkus Stima, Torah comes from the secret of the head of Malkus Stima. Kadmota the Kabbalah Droya Smola, when it comes to the left side. I need to cleanse and purify this. This blood will corrupt everything. Okay, I have no idea what that means. Now, Ma'ovad. So what did he do? Heros Azoyer. Part of the Samach Mem. The Rebbeinu Shlem called the Samach Mem. It's the agent of Esav. Osakame. So he summoned the Samach Mem. Samach Mem appeared. Amale. Tiboyer Isidali. Maybe you want my Torah. Amar. So the Samach Mem says, Maksiba. What does it say in it? Amale le Tirzach. You're not allowed to murder. Dolig. Look at this language. Dolig kintribrichu la asad de itzdrich. The Rebbeinu Shlem skipped all through Torah till he got to the place that he wanted. Okay? Omar Chas V'Sholem. This is a very religious Samach Mem. He says, heaven forbid, right? This is your Torah. Hey, I want you to keep it. I don't want you, Chalila, to part with it. I don't want this Torah. The Rebbein Shalom sat and pleaded with him. Omar, Morid Alma. So the Samech Mem says, Master of the World, if you give me this Torah that says in it, my entire mastery over the world is over. My entire dominion is because I have nuclear missiles. My entire mastery is only because of my ability to kill. And there's not going to be any wars anymore. And where is my mastery over the koich of madim of murder going to be? All forms of murder and killing are gone. What's Chicago going to do? Morid Alma, master of the world, Torah Reisach, you take your Torah. I don't want any part of it. But I want you to know, Rabbi Nishleilam, if it would be pleasant to you, there's a nation who are the children of Yaakov, it's worthy for them, and he, meaning the Samech Mem, thought that he was prosecuting against them. Why? He figured, after seeing the Torah, that it's impossible for a human being to be able to observe it, and with giving them the Torah, he would destroy them. So his idea, the Samech Mem's idea, is go to Klal Yisrael, give them this impossibility, and I'm finished. He won everything, because Klal Yisrael will get destroyed in the process. It's a win-win for him.
That wasn't the reason why he didn't take it for.
He didn't take it first.
For Edom
was because of Leisirtzach. He is Edom. Samech Mem is the Sar Shalei.
The reason why he didn't want it is because then if there's not going to be any war, then he has no job.
Right.
He's out of a job.
Right.
It's not that he didn't take it because he wanted Klal Yisrael to take it.
Correct. He's not saying that. This is a second thing. By the way, I have another idea for you, God. Yeah. This is a secondary idea. That's what he came from, Seir. Says, Miseir Mamish Novak Noidon Lady Yisrael. What is he saying here? He's going to explain. From Seir came an illumination to Klal Yisrael. Omer Samech Mem. Vadei Bnei Yaakov Yikablen Da. If the Bnei Yaakov accept this, Yis Abra Ma'alma, they will be wiped off the face of the earth. They'll never have Shlita upon the world.
Because they won't do murder.
Because they won't be able to keep all of Torah. They won't be able to keep Torah, not because of murder. They won't be able to keep them all the mitzvahs. Is also they come as imminent. The Rebbeinu Shalom tried pleading with him. And he said, you're the Bechor, Samech Mem Esav. It's not proper to give it to the younger son. So the Samech Mem said, I'm willing to give him my Bechor. Yankiv can have it. He bought it off of me. And I admit that it's his. Listen to this. The Rebbeinu Shlom says to him, if you're saying you don't want a part of it, I need you to admit that you're giving up everything. And he writes here, even the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Even the Sheva Mitzvahs. Omar Yos, and he said, okay, fine, take it all. So the Rebbeinu Shlom says to him, since that's the case, havli eita echavid, give me some advice how I can get Klayisol. That Yankiv Avinu's children should take it like you say. So the Samech Mem says, Morid Alma, master of the world. He's very respectful. Itztich l'shachtalayin, you have to bribe them, those Jewish people. Take all the light from the heavenly beings, vahavalayim, and place it upon them. With this, they will receive it, because it belonged to me originally.
The light.
There was part of his. There was some chelik that he had in Kedusha as his Bechira. Afshit Menes, the Rebbeinu Shlaim disrobed him of his light, Nehiru Dechafalei, whatever Ur Esav had, V'yahavle, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael, Lamav Lohin Yisrael. He took it off himself to give it to the Rebbeinu Shlaim, to give it to Klal Yisrael. Hadov Dechsev, V'zarach Miseya Lamai. He shined from Seir, meaning Seir gave whatever Kedusha was left in them, they gifted to the Rebbeinu Shlaim to give to Klal Yisrael. This is look at Titus of the Pasuk, this Zayr. Chsidish Zayr. Venosa Hasoir Olav, the Sa'ir carried upon him, Lomar the Yisrael, he carried it to Klal Yisrael. Kivin Debeyada, since the Rebbeinu Shalom destroyed any Kedusha that Sayer had. This goes back to what he said earlier, that he took away the Dam Ra from the Gvura of, because Esav's Mida was Gvura, was murder. Ahadala during Yamina, now the Rebbeinu Shlaim went to the other side. He looked at him, I got to figure out how to get whatever there is on this side. He called this agent, who is the agent of Yishmael. Maybe you're interested in my Torah. What does it say? Dalig Beis Rebbeinu Shlaim skipped. This is the source. This is the only place where it says, meaning the Sifri and the Shas list Leisignaiv for Yishmael. This is the source for Leisinaf. And it's because it's Midra Yamina, because it's Chesed, right? That's where the source of Neof comes from. Vay is mir if this is what the Rebbeinu Shlaim is going to give me. Again, he's going to take away from me where my entire dominion is. I took this bechira of water, which is the degeayam. About who it says, they're fruitful, multiply. All of these references by Yishmael are that they're going to have kids like fish. They're going to be busy with this all day long. So he remained there to plead with the Rebbeinu Shlaim not to force the Torah upon him. And he says, Rebbeinu Shlaim, Avraham Avinu had two sons. Why don't you go to Yitzchak's children and give it to them? And they're worthy of it. Rebbeinu Shlaim says, I can't. You're Yishmael, you're older. It's much better for you. He remained there to plead with the Rebbeinu Shlaim. He said, Master of the world, give him my first right, the right of the firstborn. And whatever light, whatever shine, whatever air comes with this, toil, take from me, and give it to them. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shlaim did. He came to Klal Yisrael with whatever air Yishmael had. Says, the Zohar HaKadosh, Maishno B'samach Mem D'siv V'zorach U'B'reishe Be'ez D'chsiv Ha'fiyah. How come it's different, the language? Here it's shining and here it's appearing. Elanotel Ba'un Nehira D'ivshit M'nei Samach Mem. The Rebbeinu Shlaim took the shine that he took from Samach Mem. This is unbelievable. Cherev U'K'toyla L'katla B'dina. There are some times that you publicly have to kill someone in halacha, right? When you do so as part of a judgment, or the katolik the kayos, when you need to kill someone as is appropriate, who d'chsev asher gavasecha, afagav de lahavet de loch, meaning sometimes you got to take his midah. V'nata ba ubirchosa de afshit minei rahav zeir. So that he first took from Esav was the koyach to be able to kill when killing is necessary. Esav was the midah of murder.
Yes.
This is already not an appearance, right? It's hefia. It's not a zarach. Begin kach hefia mehaparvalik sim zarach. He says here, this is what he took from them. that Klal Yisrael has the ability, even though they certainly don't have it on the level of Yishmael Havdil, but the fact that Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah, period, period, they still need the source of the energy to want to be intimate.
So why is one Zarach?
One is Zarach and one is Hefiah, he says here in the Pirish. It's Mefiah is a smaller illumination.
Why
it's
smaller?
Why is it smaller? He says it's done b'hatsnea. Whereas the killing that's done is a public killing. That's what he writes in the Masech Midrash. Continues the Zayar. Since he took these gifts and gave to Klal Yisrael from these masters, from these rulers, he had good luck with Yishmael and Esav, so the Rebbeinu Shalom gathered together the rest of the UN. And they all answered the same thing. And every nation gave the Rebbeinu Shalom their gifts to give to Klal Yisrael, as long as God just leave us alone, we're willing to give you whatever we've got. So he says, this could be compared to a doctor who had a cup full of a nectar of life, medication of samachayim, and the king wanted to keep this samachayim for his child. But bo lemevle libre, hahu plighten to some of the chayim, wanted to give his children this cup of life giving, whatever it is, sam. Asiyav chakim. This doctor was very wise. Omar abdin bishin is bebesi. I have a bunch of lousy servants in the house. E didn't da no yov libre, if they find out that I'm going to give this to my child, this stuff, Yavish Beinai, they're going to get angry. If you even the Katalei, they're going to try killing my son to be able to get this nectar of life, this cure. Ma'ovat. What does the Reife do? Natal Zeir Misamid Demaisi. He takes a little bit of poison. Vishava Apischa Demon, and he puts it at the opening of the bottle. Kadal Avdo, he calls in his servants. He says to the servants, I can trust you guys, right? Tivu Nahusama, would you want some of that nectar of life, some of that samachayim? Amru nech memayu, let's see what it is. Not the limitum, so they took a little bit from the top, from the poisonous stuff to taste it. Adle Arhu, bow the members, they thought they were gonna die. Amru Badibayas, they said in their hearts, Yahai Sama Yav the brave Adiyamas, if he gives this to his son, the kid's for sure gonna die. Vananiris Lutter Banana, and then we can inherit the entire estate. Amr Kamesa, they said to the master, Marana, our master Sama Dole is Chazel Brach, this stuff is only good for your kid. Agra to Buchanana Shavak Nagabach, and not only that, but we are so appreciative of the fact that you offered it to us that we're willing to give you all of this week's pay. Is exactly what the nations of the world. Zilva Havle the Shaykhada. Diyakabal Samadha. Go give him all of our money that he should take this poison. Right? Kach Kuchabri Chusotu the Rabbi Shalom, who asked Yechakim, he is the wise doctor. Yodadi Yoivarai Salisrael Adela Yoidaloi. And this is the critical point. The Rabbi Shalom knew that if he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael before he notified the nations, Bechol Yoima Averod Filain Yisrael, it would chulila create something called anti-Semitism, right? If he would give Klal Yisrael the Torah, they would be chasing after it all day long. V'katlanay, they would kill Jews. Avalav Ados, the Rebbeinu Shalom did this. V'inan yavale matnon, and instead the Goyim gave him matones v'niz bazon b'gindi kablale, and they mamish threw everything at the Rebbeinu Shalom so that Klal Yisrael would receive the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the agent to receive all of this on behalf of Klal Yisrael. This is what it means that it says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you went up to heaven to receive this booty. Therefore, Klal Yisrael received the Torah without any claims or without any kitrug against them. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemei Le'alam Oli Al Me'al Maya. This was the deal. This is how the Rebbeinu Shalom pulled it off. Is Tochazeh. You have the rest? Come and see. Edyam Devnei Yisrael, these gifts that Klai Yisrael received, Elon Matnan Binisbazan de Kabila, these gifts that Klai Yisrael received, to begin Kachli Avashalat Alayom Moise, for this reason, death had no access to them, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. V'lei Sitra Achra, and evil had no access to them. And it wasn't even enough that they received the Torah itself without any prosecution. Not only that, but they got the Ifiyah Mahaparon and the gifts from Seir, and so they got all these gifts. But once Klai Yisrael sin maksiv, we lost the gifts. Inun matones ba'adam, those are the gifts that we lost. Ma'u sh'arlayin, what did we receive? Ha'u shevi. We still remained with the Torah. T'chsiv alisa l'marim shevisa shevi. That's what we got. Aisifa v'chatu, when they continued to sin, ma'ksiv, ayish ba'knani melech harod, uksiv v'yilocham b'yisrael, v'yish b'nu shevi. Then he took away even the shevi. V'chozimna d'yisrael, tovun lavun d'bishmaya. But every time a Jew does tshuva, inun niviz bizon yishadu ligabayu, all those gifts are returned to us. Vischafion es shvusech, as the pasuk says. I'm sorry, vischafion bay, and they atone for it. Ulizimne daosi, but in the time to come, kulo yishadu, we're going to get everything back. And from now on, you go ahead and speak. This is what Shimon says to Rabbi Yossi. He brings here that B'Shem the Ramak, Kenan Mesha Kadavera, brings that Olam Hazeh drags a person down and prevents a person from reaching Kedusha. This goes back to what we were learning. Because generally speaking, it is the Chelek HaChitzoinim VaYetzahara, says the Ramak. The Gashmistic world represents all the other forces. And it would be appropriate that the Pa'ulis of the Yetzahara would all be strictly forbidden to Klal Yisrael. Any Gashmistic indulgence, pleasure, should be also because it's from that side. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu took these matanos from these sarim, which are pu'ulos of their Yetzahara, that are now mutter, because Klal Yisrael has the ability to use them l'shem shemayim, for the purpose of kiyum ha'olam, like swords to kill those who are mechuyev misa, niuf, because of its the times that form of pleasure is permissible. Zivug bi'ishtoi. He took the ur that anything they had that had any tzad that was possible to use it positively, that was what he took from the Goyim. That was the angle, says the Ramak, that they took. So they received Zivug b'kedushav tahara, and they got like Adam HaRishon. That's called Matanes ba'Adam. He says, had the Sarim known that it would be possible to fulfill any of these things, al tzad ha-mutter b'toira, then they would have taken it. Meaning, had they known that there would be a place for Ritzicha that would be mutter, then they would have kept it. Esav just needs to let some blood. Yishmael just needs a tzad ha-mutter. They thought that it was going to be completely off the table. So the Rebbe Shalom pulled a fast one over them, Lamaisa.
They didn't have Mrs. Bezdin in
their vocabulary? Who? By them was Stam Hefker. By them was all Hefker. There was no Mrs. Now, the major chiddush that comes out of it, and I think that we just had an Avodah Zarah, that the Goyim are not keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs. Right. But according to the Zohar, they gave it up. They Taka gave it up. Noach got it. But what's mocking from here is that they said we're everything's gone. There's no schar for them anymore. The shaila is, I saw one of the mefarshim that he says that even if they keep them, there's no schar. And the Rambam paskins.
The Rambam says they have to keep them. They don't keep any schar.
Right. The Rambam writes that. According to the Zohar, he's saying that there's nothing in it for him. So I don't know how you're miyashiv that. Anyway, but this gives you a whole new appreciation for what went on pre-Kabbalah Satorah and what the rewards were that we received by Kabbalah Satorah from, you know, meaning they were all in it. They had every interest for us to receive it, which is why they didn't prosecute against us.
What was the reason they had the ore? Because of the potential to use it for the right thing?
He makes it sound like it was part of the brachas that Yishmael received from Avram and that Esav received from Yitzchak, that it had some tzadik kedusha, and that they, whatever it was, they said, just take it. As long as you don't burden us with this Torah, just take it. You know, we're very happy to give it away. Other references that we have here that were interesting. There's one other really interesting memory that he brought here. Oh, this is incredible. Just stop a second. You could build marachas on this. Nasa v'nishma. It never occurred to me. It brings here from the Teres Chaim, from Kosov. Nasa corresponds to Esav. Nishma corresponds to Yishmael. Which never occurred to me. And that they were responding Nasa v'nishma, this offer that they just got from the Rabbanu Shalom, the gifts of Esav and the gifts of Yishmael. So they said, okay, if that's part of our deal, Nasa, we will do what he just gave us. V'nishma, we're going to do what he just gave us. I mean, it's just like it follows from this Zohar in such an incredible way. Nasa is Esav and Nishma is Yishmael. Half of a villa.
Because of the lesson.
Those were the words mean. And right. That was why Esav was called Esav, because he was Asui, the other word that's brought somewhere. And he brings it from the Chidah. But it's from earlier. And Yishmael, it's Kishama Hashem, it's Kishama Kael, that's why she named him Yishma. So they're saying, Nasa v'nishma, so we got a great deal going here, because we not only do we have the Rebbeinu Shlom's Torah, but we have their Chalakim of Nasa v'nishma as well. All right, so let's go back now to what he was saying. Let's go back now to the Devar Chaim a little bit. So the premise was that Klal Yisrael understood that it's impossible for, and their fear was that the reason Esav and Yishmael didn't accept the Torah was because Rabbeinu Shlomo introduced the fact that you can't be an animal and still receive the Torah. So they freaked out about that. Bashenk and Klal Yisrael also freaked out about it, he's saying. He said the Klal Yisrael was also terribly afraid of how what's going to happen here, how they're going to do this. Right, so he says here, on the last paragraph, of Reish Sabach Tes on the bottom, on the right-hand side. Aval Yisrael kishabo the Kabbalah Torah. But when Klal Yisrael came to receive the Torah, Hei Mezerah Koydeh Zerah Yisrael Avdoi, Klal Yisrael, who's the seed of Yankov Avinu, Bitmimusam Ratzu the Kabbalah Torah Gdosha. We desperately wanted to receive it. But we're all afraid that each of us knows that we're all born with tendencies that are not good. And they understood that first it's going to take a great amount of preparation to do the base mitzvahs, those things that are supposed to be the natural order of the world, to distance ourselves from those midas that are harmful. Once they cleanse themselves of their midas, only then can we go on to receive that the chukim and the chokhmas of the Torah. First, we're going to go ahead and first work on our humanity, on our to clean up our acts. The result of that will be Nishma Mitzvah Sachukim Asichdis, that we're going to come to hear. It's almost like it's going to be Al Derech HaAvos, just like the Avos were Mekabel the Torah because of the fact that they perfected themselves. Then they're going to come to a natural understanding of the Torah Kedusha. The Nishma isn't going to be, then we will listen to you. But the Nishma means we're going to come, then we're going to be able to hear that, to process it, and on some level to intuit.
Asichlius is not right.
That's right, that's the Shabayas, that's the other one. You know, I've shared with you the past as Maisa from the Rebbe Bzisha. With the a fellow came to Rebbe Bzisha that his father, who had recently passed away, was coming to him in dreams that he should convert to Christianity. So Rebbe Bzisha told him that they got to go dig up the grave because clearly a cross fell into the grave when they were digging the grave. One of the workers probably was wearing a necklace or whatever, and sure enough, they dug up the grave and they removed the tzeilin, and the dream stopped. Now, the Reb Zisha was not known in the world as a great Talmud Chacham. That was not what he was known for. He has a whole section on the Eliyahu Ki Tov in his Sipur Maisis on Layam Aretz Chosid, that it was obviously a cover-up. So the Maisa made its way back to Vilna, and the Gaon heard the story, and he said, big deal, it's a Beferish Yerushalmi. So somebody went back to Anapolin and reported this to the Reb Zisha, that the Gaon said, it's not a big deal, it's a Beferish Yerushalmi, like, you know, hi, we caught you, right? You clearly were learning. So the Reb Zisha said, I didn't see the Yerushalmi, but I knew it from the same place the Yerushalmi knew it from. That's Taich Nishma, that there's, it's shaykh for a person to come to a Havana in Torah through his Dachachus HaNefesh, that a person can come to that. Now, there are those who argue that since Kabbalah Satorah, that's not possible. There were Gedolim who argued that was shaykh to the others, but ever since Kabbalah Satorah, it has to go through Torah. You can't come to it. So I had a raya from Derech HaMafashtikl and Derech HaMelech, that the Pisetz Rebbe says there that it's very much shaykh even to people in today's generation. And he says there that if you look at the lives of Gedolei Yisrael, they spent the vast majority of their times helping Yidden. And despite that, they were able to sit down, you know, in the wee hours of the night, write brilliant tshuvas and do all kinds of things because they were so in tune with the Ratzon Hashem that the Torah came to them easily. Anyway, that's, you can fight about that. All right. So then he goes on, and this is a point that Yosef David pointed out last week that I learned this wrong. So let's review this. Who revealed to my children this secret that the Malach HaShoros used that they first have Shmia, or they first have Asiya and then they have Shmia. Because the angels in their tremendous desire to accept upon themselves the oil of Malchus Shemayim, Mikablim Zemizeh, they receive from one another. Mikablim B'yidav Afachad O Malchus Shemayim, they accept with trembling and fear the oil. Kameshav V'er B'zayar Kodesh HaYisid Devarei, the Shebainim B'chidas Malchus Shemayim, Shenikri Devarei, that's called Dibur. Dibur is Malchus, and that creates the Olamos. V'yachakach Menasim L'mayla, Kamekein Yisrael, Rotzul HaHosir HaZohama. So the Tzushtel is this creation of the world, just like the Malachim. In their desire to be mekabel, the Amach Shemayim end up being Baina Elamais with that Kabbalah's oil. Klal Yisrael, in their interest of removing the Zahama to be able to mekabel upon themselves, Amach Shemayim will create the reality of the Chachma Torah Kedusha. So that's the similarity, the lineup between the two. But here's where we get into the meat and potatoes. The Al Yidei Zeh, When the Rebbeinu Shalom came to Klal Yisrael, Omar Bezal Loshen, he said like this, Atem Reisem Asher Osis in the Mitzrayim. Ad Vatem Tiyuli, all of the hachonis that he gave them, all the promises of that you're going to be, by the way, he touches with that Zohar, that you're going to be Sigula, Vayisem Li Sigula, Mikol Ha'amim. Mikol Ha'amim, from what you've received from all the nations, you're going to be a Sigula for me. V'hayinu Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sh'al Tifchadu, Kindalach, Shrek Tachnish, don't be afraid, Pen Chas V'Shom, Lo Yuchlu LaHosir HaZoham HaMibsorim. Don't be afraid that you're not going to be able to remove this Shmutz. Why? L'kabal Chochmas HaTorah K'dosh, and which will then prevent you from going on to be able to receive the Chukim and the Mitzvahs HaShemoyos. U'lizeh Omer Lehem, what's the rationale for not being afraid? Atem Re'isem, because you have seen Achre Yeschem Be'evis Haaretz Mokum Tumis Mitzrayim, even though you were in the deepest place of the contamination of Mitzrayim. Rafal Pikein Ve'esor Eschem Akam Ve'nisharim, despite that I brought you to me, Vav Yeschem Elai, Hainu Mebira Mikta Le'igra Rama, you went from the deepest, lowest place to the highest places. Meaning that the point that he's making here is that already on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they went mi-bira amikta li-igra rama. They went from the deepest place to the highest place. Right? There was a tremendous hisoirus of godly revelation. Not in a way that made them worthy of it at that time. There was a level of gilish chinah, even though they weren't worthy. So the Rebbeinu Shlom is laying out for them, you're so afraid that because you're not going to be worthy, because you're not going to have his dachachus, you're not going to be able to make it there. Not true. Why not? Because you once experienced that. Since you've seen this happen, even afterwards, when Hashem took away that Izgalus, then immediately following Yitzias Mitzrayim, Itaka was removed, it was concealed from them. I'm telling you that you can do it. Why? Because you've seen that this is possible to happen. So you're going to argue that the first time it happened with the Nisarusa de Liela, and now you need to go do it on your own. That doesn't change the reality that it happened. Look what he says. Right? Now it's we corrected it. Well, the chain.
Wait, tell me. See what the problem was again.
No, it just we the seder the problem wasn't right before. Now he's answering the question that all the Mefarshim ask. Why didn't the Rebbeinu Shlom start out with "I'm Hashem, your God, who created the world"? Right? Why Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because Hainu Anoichi, Misha Anoichi. The stress is on the word Anoichi. You got to see me in my full glory. From where? Me'aretz Mitzrayim. You got to go from the lowest point to the highest point. You got to see the Rebbeinu Shlom go in all of his glory to take us out from the lowest, dirtiest place in the world. Therefore, you can't have any other gods. Now he's explaining the how. Because there cannot be any other gods, meaning that the Rebbeinu Shlom's presence suffuses every place in the world. There is no such thing as a place that's void of his presence, even in Mitzrayim, in the lowest of places. Afilu bikshafim, as it says there. Ve'ein shum makim ba'ilam. There is no place in the world. There's no place in the world that a point of light cannot be taken with which to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because everything is nothing. Without him, there is nothing but him. It has to be that there is the Ribbono Shel Olam everywhere, because he and his name and his midas are all one. There is no crown which is not inclusive of all of them. And therefore, even in the darkness of Mitzrayim, even if a Jew finds themselves today in the darkness of Mitzrayim, there is no place that's void of Hashem's presence. And therefore, no matter where we are, we're going to be able to find some access point to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the proof is from the fact that we were in Mitzrayim and the Ribbono Shel Olam himself took us out from that darkness. So that's the raya to the accessibility that we have no matter where we are. This the story with the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to tell with the Reb Zisha, the Reb Meilach, when they were in jail. So Reb Zisha saw that the Reb Meilach was ice mensch in the morning. He said to him, what are you so upset about? So he said, because, there's a pot in the middle of the room that they used for the human refuse, and we can't dive it in here. So I'm very upset. I can't put on my Talson film. Can't dive in. Can't say any brachas. So the Zisha said, I don't understand you. The Zelba Bashefer that said you should dive in is the same Ribbono Shel Olam who said that when you have this stuff in the room that you can't daven. So who cares if the way you're serving the Ribbono Shel Olam is through davening this way or by not davening this way? You're doing the Ratzon Hashem wherever you are. And the Rebbe Meilach got very, very excited about this idea. So he and the Rebbe Zisha began to dance. And then the other Chevra, it caught on, they began to dance. And the warden came running to see what they're dancing about. So he stopped one of the goyim there. So what are they dancing with? They said, we're not really sure, but it had something to do with that pot. So the words, I'm going to show you, and he took the pot and dumped it, so they went to daven. I had a mice yesterday where I came into shul in the morning, Sunday morning, and I realized that somebody had tampered with my tefillin. And I could tell that they weren't put away the way I normally put them away. When I took out the shalyad to put it on, it didn't feel right. It felt something was didn't sit right in the case. So I suspected that there's a member of the community who has got issues with me, and that he went ahead and switched my Rashi's shalyad with my Rabbeinu Tam shalyad so that I wouldn't notice it, and I wouldn't be yotze mitzvah tefillin, right? But I wasn't 100% sure. I still can't make a bracha on my tefillin this way. So I called over Rabbi Gildin and said to him, do me a favor, go get your razor blade and cut open my tefillin and let me know what the shalyad is here so I can straighten out my tefillin. So he opened it up, and I was right. He had switched my shalyad, and then my Rabbeinu Tam's, he took my Rabbeinu Tam's that were in the black cases and put them in my silver case. Right, the shalyad. So I would think that it's my regular Rashi shalyad, and I would put on a shalyad of Rabbeinu Tam and a shalresh of Rashi, and I was never yotze. So I was mevarad azach, and tried to Rabbi Gildan took the tefillin home to put them back together again. So he calls me a few hours later and says, before I put them back, I wanted to check him, and I want you to know I found a problem in the tefillin. So there was a leaded tzaddik, the yud of the tzaddik, and ksavari, it's a backwards, backwards yud. There was mamash a hair's break in the where the yud connects to the rest of the tzaddik. So it was a typical case, here you don't know where, there's somewhere in every incident there's a place, there's a point of light. You got to find it. All right, to be continued.
What's the answer to the kasha?